Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Monday, that tune that you just heard used to be my opening tune when I had my old talk show, and a couple of people told me, you know what, that seems more like you, Mama for Life, can you play it? So I played it tonight, and honestly, I think I may stick with that theme, because although the other ones are real, real cool, real nice, about on the grown women, Mama for Life was something that I started off with, and I think I may just bring it back. Anyway, how is everybody tonight, as I already asked? Is everybody in a really good mood? Because I am in a kind of a mood. I was going to talk about a lot of things, and before I even get started talking about pet peeves, which is what the show is about, I do want to give a couple of seconds of silence for the Martin family, who, as we all know, the verdict came out to something that we, you know, we didn't expect. We thought that justice was going to be prevailed. And then when you think about it, I think it's just us that are behind the system. And although I'm angry, I really, really am. Trust me, I am. But we need to pull together and pray that this gets beyond where it is, and hopefully federal will sign up on it and it'll go a little bit further. But I would ask all of you, if you can, to please take just 1 minute of silence for the family, because I have no idea how it could feel to have lost a child and then put in the hands of six individuals and then them not do anything. To me, that's a positive. I'm almost in tears now. Can we just give a minute of silence, please? Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it if you did do it. I appreciate it if you didn't. You know, at least you know that I did. Anyway, pet peeves. Oh, my God. How many do you have? I had a friend of mine tell me, I don't have any pet peeves. Bullshit. Everybody has at least one pet peeve, one thing that gets to you, one thing. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of things. It could be just one pet peeve, peeve meaning one. But everybody has a pet peeve. There is no way you can sit there and tell me that you do not have a pet peeve, unless you don't know what a pet peeve is. So for those of you who act like you're clueless, let me explain what a pet peeve is from Wikipedia. A pet peeve is a minor annoyance that an individual identifies as particularly annoying to them to a greater degree than others may find. In other words, you may find a little bit more than others people do. So come on, there's something that annoys you, even if it's somebody who gets the last cup of coffee or somebody who slurps or snores or whatever. You have a pet peeve. Do not be in denial. Trust me, you have one. My pet peeve, the biggest one I have, and I know it's going to be like, what, is the word what. I cannot stand the word what. Now, let me explain to you what I mean by that. Say, for instance, if I call your name and you go, what? No. No. You don't say what. You can either say yes, how can I help you, something, but not the fucking word what. When I was growing up and you said what, you would get a slap. Now, therefore, I never got a slap because I never said what. But to me, that is so, rude and disrespectful to say what. If someone calls, you shouldn't say what. The word what should not be coming out of your mouth. For instance, let's do this. Sugar, what? See what I'm saying? You see how it sounded? It sounded really, really bad. Sugar, yes. What is it? How can I help you? What? Think about it. What? It is a very fucking foul word. When you think about it, it is disrespectful. It annoys me. It is one of my biggest pet damn peeves. Honestly, I hate that word. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate the word what. So therefore, if you do talk to me and I do call you, please, for my sake, don't use the word what. Be nice to me and say, yes, sugar. Right there, sugar. What can I do for you, sugar? But not the word what. Not that word. Sorry, I'm actually doing other work while I'm talking to you. Yeah, I sure am. Next up, my pet peeve would be traffic. Now, not the traffic is, because I live in Cali and the 405 freeway is like the major traffic from hell. But what I don't like is when people slow down, when there is either A, a police officer, B, a damn accident, and you know what I'm talking about, or C, just something minor that doesn't need to be slowed down on. That is another pet peeve of mine. Why are you slowing down? Why are you stopping? Why are you being a looky-loo? What are you going to do? If you're not going to get your ass out of the car and help the person that's in trouble, help them to the ambulance if they need to go, or if you're not going to help the cop write the ticket out, what the fuck are you doing staring? Why are you slowing down? You need to get your ass on the freeway or wherever you are and keep driving. That shit annoys me. If you don't know what I'm talking about, say, for instance, you were on the freeway and you're driving, and all of a sudden shit just stops. But there's nothing around you that you see. You're like, what the hell's going on? You know, why is everybody slowing down and stopping? What's going on? So you get the slowness for, say, 10 to 15 minutes. And then all of a sudden you look to your right or your left. And normally as a rule is to your left-hand side. Left, yeah. It's normally to your left-hand side when this happens. And what do you see? Either a cop car that stopped someone and gave them a ticket, and as soon as you pass the cop car, it is free road, like Indy fucking 5000 or whatever the shit that's called. It is absolutely ridiculous. I cannot stand that. It is honestly drives me fucking crazy because I feel, why the hell do you need to stop? Why do you need to slow down? You're not a police officer. You're damn not an EMT. So what the hell are you stopping for? Why are you slowing down? That is one of the things that, oh, my God, I cannot tell you how that, as my friend says, how that grinds my gears. I can't stand it. To me, you need to be going ahead and driving like you have some damn sense. Seriously. Seriously. Keep driving, please, people. Don't. Just don't do it. Just if there's an accident, you don't need to see what's going on. nine times out of ten, you don't want to see what's going on anyway. If someone's really, really hurt, why do you even want to see that? Why do you even want to even, you know, have that memory enlarged in your brain? So just keep driving. If you see someone getting a ticket, what the fuck is wrong with you? Never seen somebody get a ticket before? You've never seen someone get a ticket. You've never seen someone get a traffic ticket. So you have to slow down and go, wow, they're getting a ticket. Wonder what they get. Oh, wait, let me see. Yeah, it's their tax. It's the tax. You see that, Martha? It's the tax. Seriously? You should just be driving, honestly. And what gets me is that when you see a cop, it's like you all of a sudden get scared. Even if nothing is wrong, even if you have nothing going wrong with you, your tags are up to date, you've got your insurance, you've got your license, people still, when they see a cop, they slow down. It's like an automatic panic. That's another pet peeve. Why are you slowing down for the police? If you're not doing anything wrong, why are you slowing down? I'm serious. And this ain't just for minorities. So no minorities go, well, I have to slow. No, this is for everyone. Let me tell you, I was driving a couple of days ago, and this real pretty white chick, beautiful car, I'm driving the speed limit. As soon as she sees the cop, she starts pedaling it less. And to the point where I'm passing her, and I'm thinking, okay, what's going on here? So, of course, the cop gets behind me because she's, like, super-duper slow and, like, I guess afraid or feared. But it's like, what are you feared for? I'm sure, honey, you have your license. But then again, do they? Hello? Maybe it's not even her car. Who knows? But that is one of my biggest pet peeves. I cannot stand when people slow down for police officers. If you're not doing anything wrong, why must you slow down? I'm just asking. I'm just curious. Another thing I don't like, and I know my friends are going to laugh at me about this, who knows me in real life, but they know I'm really serious about this shit. One thing I can't stand is that when you go through the drive-thru and you ask them, or rather they ask you, what can I help you with? You tell them what your order is. You give them detail what your order is. You drive up. You ask for, you know, you give them the money. They give you your change. They give you your food. And then something is fucking missing. Oh, my God. That grinds my gears. It really does get on my nerves. Or. When they repeat everything you say, word for word, item by item, tell you, is the screen correct? Is everything on the screen correct? You look at the screen, everything's correct. Oh, wow. Hello. We bouncing. We got this together. Yes, everything on the screen is correct. So I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to have my Big Mac, my large orders of fries, and my drink. And I'm going to be a happy-go-lucky person. Then when you get there, it's less than what it was on the screen. So you're thinking, me thinking that, wow, okay, maybe, just maybe this dummy forgot to add it, and I'm thinking, big bus, I'm getting away with something. So I'm handing him five instead of the ten. He hands me the fries. He hands me the burger, but no drink. So I'm like, I ordered a large drink. Oh, you did? Oh, I didn't ring it up. You didn't ring it up. But yet and still, when it was on the famous screen, it was there. The drink was there on the screen. But by the time between the screen and, what, number two window, the drink is no longer there. So between the screen and number two window, the drink has somehow disappeared, vanished, no longer, and even my amount is incorrect or less than. And here I am happy thinking that, okay, I'm going to get a free drink when the truth of the matter is your ass forgot the drink. Yeah, blot you piss off, I tell you. So that is another pet peeve of mine, serious pet peeve. Another one,
is when people go to the bathroom, and although there are several bathrooms by the one before the one that gets to you, they insist on getting in the bathroom or the stall right next to yours. Honestly, I don't get that. If there is six stalls, you walk in and you're to the last, because that's me. I go to the last freaking stall. You walk in, you go to the last stall. Then someone walks in and actually passes all four of the other stalls to sit in the fifth one, which is next to the sixth one, which is next to the one I'm in. So I wonder what the fuck is making you pass all those other stalls to be to the one that's next to another person. Now, I don't know about you, but I would prefer to use the bathroom alone, not with another person right next to me. So to me, it would make more sense to go to stall one, stall two, or even stall three. But you choose to pick the stall right next to the last one that someone is occupying. And then don't let them be on the fucking phone. Another pet peeve. Why are you on the phone when you're in the bathroom? Seriously, that is some fucking nasty, trifling crap. Why are you on the phone? It's like you can't wait to come out of the bathroom to call someone. That conversation is just that good. You can't say, hey, you know what? I've got to go check the water. I'll call you back. You've got to actually take the phone with you, take the phone in the stall with you, proceed to pee, and proceed to have a conversation. I mean, honestly, I don't want to hear anybody pee. I would prefer not to. Unless you are, it's a dire emergency, I don't want to talk to you when you're in the bathroom. I just would prefer not to. Because I think that that's a little bit, like, nasty. I mean, seriously, you're using the bathroom and you are actually in a conversation with another person as if you just can't put the phone down. That is annoying. Both of those are annoying. And trust me, there is one bimbo, dimwit, dum-dum that does it every time. It never fails. I went to the mall and it was early morning, like when the mall first opened up. And I didn't check the plumbing before I got there, let me just say it. So I went on and decided to go use the bathroom. Went in the bathroom, and by the way, this bathroom is really, really clean, really nice mall. And I go to the last one. Now, mind you, in the mall, there are several stalls. It's not six, but several. So I go in, and I proceed to do my business. And next thing I know, I'm hearing this chick loud as hell talking on the phone, obviously, because there's no one else talking back to her. So I'm assuming either she's a crazy nun, she's talking to herself, or she's on the phone. So I just went on and went to the ladder and thought she was on the phone. So she's talking to somebody about some shoes that she's getting at the mall and this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other. She's in a whole conversation. And I'm thinking, okay, it's time for you to get off now. Not only does she stay on the phone, just keep repeating the same shit, she gets to the stall next to mine. I shit you not. Now, I'm thinking, okay, out of all these freaking stalls, at least had to be 10 or more. You choose the one next to me. As if you need someone, like you're in kindergarten, you know how you used to be in kindergarten and you needed a bathroom buddy to go to the bathroom with you? That's how it felt to me, as if she needed a bathroom buddy. And, hey, guess what? I was a bathroom buddy. She just took my hand, forced me to have a play date in the bathroom with this person. I was so fucking annoyed. Annoyed to the point that once I finished my business, walked out, I waited. Yes, I know. I waited till her ass came out of her stall. I proceeded to wash my hands. Now get this. Get this shit. Not only did this bitch come into the stall next to me with a phone, she does not wash her fucking hands. She proceeds to walk out the door without letting a hint of water touch those hands of hers. And
maybe I was wrong, out of place, out of line. Who knows? Who gives a shit? But you guys know me. So I cleared my throat and said, the water and soap are working. She looked around because I'm sure she didn't, you know, get the fact that, hey, there's another human being in here. She looked back at me. I said, the soap and water are working if you want to wash your hands. She proceeded to look at me, roll her fucking eyes, and then started to talk about me to her friend that I was being rude, telling her to wash her hands. Well, you know what, honey? If your friend is not telling you that you a nasty-ass bitch, you need to wash your hands, if you can sit there and piss in the toilet, use tissue, which I hope you use tissue, and then you proceed to walk out of the toilet without putting the phone down to wash your hands, then your friend needs her ass kicked as well, because both of you some trifling nasty-ass bitches, because I'm sorry. There is no way that I will allow my friend, first of all, to talk to me on the phone when she's in the bathroom. Second of all, not to wash her hands. Now, I know a lot of you, don't even fucking lie, you know you go to the bathroom with your phone. Come on, ladies. You know you do. You know you do. Just be on the lookout for me because I'm going to call your ass out because it is nasty and you know it is. You do not have to be in the bathroom on the phone. You don't have to do it. You don't. You can cut it if it's your boyfriend, your dude, your man, your girl, your best friend, whatever. Nobody wants to hear you tinkle in the toilet or, oh, God forbid, it goes to number two. So no one wants to hear that. So keep that in mind when you go to the bathroom in a public place. Now, if you do that at home, hey, you know what? I can't say nothing. If you want to go ahead and do that at home, that's your thing. That's fine. But when you are in a public place, with other people around you, then I would suggest, yeah, I would, not to tinkle in the toilet when you have other people around you. Oh, my God. Yes. 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 I know. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break and come back and continue with what pisses me off, gives me a pet peeve, and what grinds my gears.
KK on the beat.
About pet peeves and what really grinds my gears. I got that from actually a sorority sister of mine. She said it. I thought it was really funny. And, yeah. Anyway, It's been one of those days, people. It really has been one of those days. I swear to you, I'm like in one of those moods. But hey, you know, what can I say? Anyway, let me explain to you what the show is about, which I'm sure you already probably know. It's about pet peeves and things that piss you off. Now, as I said before earlier, a friend of mine says she has no pet peeves at all. Nothing bothers her, which is bullshit. Something bothers you. You cannot tell me that nothing, absolutely nothing bothers you, because that would be bullshit. It really would. Anyway, another thing that gets to me, or should I bring this one up? Okay. Another thing that gets to me is when you're in Second Life. Now, my real life listeners cannot relate to this, but the Second Life one can. When you're in Second Life and someone gets in your box and asks you, hey, how long have you been playing? How are you doing? First of all, that's what the fucking profile is for, to tell you how long I've been playing. And if you're really interested, most people, as we all know, on their profile have their whole damn life story on their profile. Usually how old they are, what they want, what they like, what they dislike, pictures of family, dogs, cats, the whole damn nine yards. And you know what I'm talking about, because when I first started Second Life, what was it, 10 years ago, everyone used the profile and then the places for just that, for places that you've been to, so you can remember and go back to them. Now, that is used for pictures, loved ones' pictures, your pictures, music, whatever. So anything you want to know about a person, honestly, little details, is all on their fucking profile. And when a person sits there and asks me, now, if you're role-playing, then you shouldn't say how long you've been playing, seriously. Because if you're role-playing, you could say, you know, hey, how often do you come here? You know, how long you been in this town? Something like that. But when you say how long you've been playing, hello, unless you're dumb and stupid as hell and you can't count, then you really would be able to see it on the first portion of the profile. It tells you the date of birth. Yeah, that tells you when a person was made. It even gives it to you in, guess what, days. Not just the date, but the days. Say it with me, days. So when a person hits me up and say, hey, how long have you been in that cell? Now, I know what people are going to say, that, hey, they may think that you're an aunt, because most people who has a residence is an aunt. And let's face it, this is Sugarlicious, how many avatars after? So that part I can kind of get. But if you're just asking a question, a general question, you could easily see it on the first. There's no way around that. You know you can't. Just pick, and there it is, okay? So that is a big pet peeve of mine in Second Life. It really, really is. Another pet peeve of mine in Second Life is people who beg. That shit gets on my nerves. You can't go to hardly any store now with a person, and the way they do it now, I guess I think it's a little bit more fun to do it this way, or a little bit more, I don't know, relatable. Because they'll get in your box and go, the one chick said, hey, you hit me. You bumped me. I'm sorry. And I'm like, yeah, really? I didn't see you. Sorry about that. Oh, I'm just kidding. How are you? So they start off with a conversation now and get you, like, kind of pulled into a conversation. And then next thing you know, they're telling you their life story. And guess what? They need lenses because of a hair, something. So now what I do, I have a whole fucking folder full of free fucking shit, full of free landmarks where you can go take your begging, greedy ass to go and get your shit. Because honestly, I'm tired of that. That's just annoying. And it's sad for the people that have the designers that are there, their stores, because they have no real control over it, because a person can bounce so much in aughts that they have no control over it. So the only thing they can do is place a sign and say, you know, we don't do this, or our hair is this, or whatever. But that is really annoying, because to me, everybody in Second Life knows that there is free shit all over the place. One thing about Second Life, you can get really nice things for free, not bullshit, a lot of really nice quality things. When I first started playing Second Life, the things I got were booty. Seriously. It was people's hand-me-downs. But then when I look at it at that time, I thought it was the shit. I was like, whoa, hello, this is nice. But, you know, of course, we've evolved a lot since then. But when you look back, the shit was booty. But now things are really, really nice. So you can get hairs. And if you even get on, say, if you decide you want to get a nice hair, there is plenty of places to go. You can sit in the chair for a little while, get a nice hair. I mean, there's no excuse. There is no excuse to be looking like crap, and there's no excuse for you to beg. It really, really isn't. Because I'm thinking, this chick wanted $100. Now, you think about it. If she gets $100 from, say, 100 people, and that's a possibility. We all know that. You can get $100 from 100 people. This bitch is paying her tier. Think about it. $100 from 100 people, she's paying her tier. Basically, you're paying her tier. She doesn't have to even ever work. Ever work, ever put money towards that shit. And we both know that is true. We both know. So that's another thing that gets to me. It honestly, honestly does. I cannot stand that. I can't stand that. Oh, that really gets to me. Let me think of another pet peeve. Now, before I started the show, I had so much on my mind about what pet peeves I have, and now it's like, I can't even remember all of them because some of them are kind of like not really that big of a deal, and I really should keep it to myself because it's not that big of a deal, but I'm just really naming the major ones that really get to me. Other than that, I'm trying to think, what other pet peeves do I have? Wow. I can't think of any more that are worth discussing. I really can't. Oh, I know another. People who persist to tell you about a movie, who tells you the whole plot from beginning to end, who got killed, who survived, the whole thing. I have a good friend who I love dearly, but she can't hold, as my grandmother would say, water. She would basically tell you the beginning, the middle, who starred in it, what the characters' names are, who died, who survived, who got married, who had sex, who didn't have sex, to the end. And I'm not just exaggerating. She sit there and told us the whole movie from beginning to end, where when I did see it, I basically fell asleep because she had already told me everything. I had already saw the damn movie without seeing it. That does get to me. To me, shut your mouth. It's just in case you've seen it, like, for instance, she saw Scandal. And everybody, I'm sure a lot of my listeners are big Scandal fans. She saw Scandal. And what happened? Told me the whole damn thing. I hadn't even seen it yet. I was so fucking pissed off because I'm a big Scandal fan. But what I do is, I'm not like everybody else. I wait for, like, a couple of episodes and then watch them back to back because I like to do that. I know it sounds weird. I don't like to watch it when it first comes. I like to watch a couple of episodes back to back. To me, it's more fun that way, more interesting. So I'll wait for like 3 or 4 episodes and then just start watching them. Because when I first started watching Scandal, it was on Netflix after the first season was already gone. That's how I actually got hooked on. Let's face it, that's how a lot of us get hooked on. A lot of us watch Netflix and that's how we get hooked on a fucking thing, and then we're pissed off and upset when the damn when the damn series is over. But that's how I first started watching Scandal. So after that, I thought, you know what, I really would prefer to watch it that way, watch it back to back to back. So now what I do is I wait for a little while, a couple, and I can do it because there's so much that I'm involved in, and my big thing is watching cartoons, that watching Scandal every couple of weeks is no big deal to me. So that's what I do. But she proceeded to tell me the last couple of episodes, and I was absolutely furious because I wanted her just to shut her damn mouth. But that's who she is. And she's listening, and she's probably pissed right now and probably rolling her eyes. And right now, I don't give a shit what the hell you think because you should shut your fucking mouth. Next time there's a movie on or something, shut up. And then, you know, you won't have as many people disliking you. Then you want to know why you're not invited to the ball. That's why you're not invited to the ball, because you talk too damn much. You tell too much. You really do. Stop telling plots. Anyway, I'm sure she's going to be calling me soon. Wow. Sorry. Another thing, a second line that gets to me is when people see, and I'm going to put a male, for instance, see that a male is with a relationship. They see it. It's clear as day. The name is right there in that partner box. It's right there. Pictures is all over. Oh, 9 yards. Pictures, you know, kids, the whole thing. And they proceed to ask the guy, are you single or are you married? Now, if I'm not mistaken, the last time I thought about it, when someone's in your partner box, normally means you're married to them or in some kind of relationship. It doesn't necessarily have to be married, but you're in some type of relationship with them. So why would you hit someone up? And I'm saying this, ladies, most of these ladies do it with guys, and then say, are you married? Are you with someone? Seriously? That is just thirsty. There's no better word for it. Thirsty. You know. You know that he's with someone. Why put yourself in that position? But some guys may like that. They like the thrill of that. So, hey, maybe. But why do that to yourself? When you see the guy is obviously with someone else, why put yourself through that heartache and that pain and that bullshit? It's just not worth it. It really isn't. And, yes, it does get to me when women do that because I think it's annoying. I really do. And sometimes the guy thinks it's annoying, too. And sometimes the guys tell their wives, and then their wives get annoyed. Yes, we do get annoyed. Trust me, we do. I had one other. Oh, my God, I can't believe while I was talking, it actually went in and out of my brain. This is ridiculous. What was it? Oh, shit. This is what happens when you're tired and irritable and all that. You just honestly just forget shit. Because it was on, honestly was like, okay, I'm really going to bring that one up because that really gets to me. And now I can't even remember it. And watch, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to remember, and then it's going to be too late. And it was something to do with Second Life, too. Oh, my God. Oh, brother. I'm telling you, it's been a long day, a long week, a long month. It's just been crazy, crazy, crazy. And I'm trying my best to stay focused right now. But that's why I did a 45-minute show. I didn't even do an hour show. I was going to do a 30-minute show, but I knew that it would go over 30 minutes. So I did a 45-minute show. But, oh, my God. Oh, another thing that annoys me, although this wasn't what I was going to talk about. When you first log into the game, when people hit you up, now, mind you, somebody may not have known you just logged in, but a lot of times when you just log into a game, motherfuckers know. They know. They see your name, and they immediately hit you up like, hey, what you doing? I don't know. I just logged in. I don't even see things yet. Everything is gray to me. Seriously, that's annoying. That is extremely annoying because when you first log in, you want to kind of relax a little bit, get yourself settled in, so forth. At least that's how I look at it. I want to relax, settle in, you know, hit somebody up first. I have a few people that hit me up as soon as I fucking log in. Now, if it's an emergency and you've been waiting for me, hey, I got no problem with that because I know that sometimes happens when a person you are so happy that they're on and when they come on. But I'm talking about people who honestly just have nothing to talk about and just hit you up and go, hey, what you doing? What am I doing? I just logged in. You know I just logged in because you just seen me log in, and that's why you're hitting me up, you dumb fuck. Now, I don't have too many people that do that, and those that do that, I'm sure that they want to talk to me, but you know that it happens. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because somebody actually is talking to me, and I am right now, and told me to mention it. It doesn't happen to me that often. Normally when people hit me up, it's because they need something or because they really have something to say. But this person is telling me that when they hit him up, it's for nothing. It's for bullshit. It's for just, you know, just the lack of whatever. But, hey, We all do things differently. Anyway, those are my pet peeves. I know as soon as I hang up, I'm going to remember what the other pet peeve was or is, and I'm going to be totally, like, mystified because, should I bring this one up? No, I'm not going to say this one because I'll probably get people doing picket lines and everything in front of Sugarlicious Meats or my studio. So I'm not going to even bring that one up because that one will probably really, it'll probably like touch some buttons or push buttons or something. And right now I'm not in the mood for the bullshit. Maybe next time I'll talk about it. But right now, you know how you're in the mood and you just don't want to be dealing with people talking shit just because they can talk shit. Because if I brought this up, trust me, I get a lot of fucking hate mail. I know I will. So I'm going to leave that one alone. But it's still not the one I was going to say. It's still not that one. Can you believe it? I still can't remember. I can't remember what it was. Oh, my God. I swear, it's just wow. Anyway, I've only got 3 more minutes left, and I think hunger is getting to me or what have you. It's been one of those, like, overwhelming days where it's hot. It's sticky, not in a good mood. Things are not going the way I want to. Tomorrow I'm going to go back to work. It's been just really just an intense day. But I thank all of you for listening to me rattle, listening to me vent, listening to me blah, blah, blah. It's because of you that I'm still on air. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, it's hard to do 45 minutes. It really, really is. But because I love you so much, so much, even when I'm hungry and in a foul mood, I still come on for you. Anyway, sugar kisses, love you all. Thanks again for listening. I will be next week. Not sure what the topic will be. Maybe it will be part two of pet peeves. Who knows? I may get some of my sisters on here and talk about their pet peeves too. So, you know, you can hear them say what they hate, and maybe one of them will mention what I was going to mention and let them get hate mail. Anyway, love you. Bye.
Good time. I'm just saying it's a damn good time.